Dear viewers of Madhuri Channel, today we explore the reasons why so many of us do not utilize our time effectively or waste the few and precious moments that we have. Number one, not having a timetable. Dear viewers of Madhuri Channel, without proper time management and scheduling in place, tasks can pile up on us, causing a lot of stress and preventing us from completing any single one satisfactorily. We can learn about organizing our time from the Sunnah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his home, he would divide his time into three parts. Number one, for the worship of Allah Almighty, for the family, and for himself. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He would then split his personal time for himself and the public. When engaging with people, he would elaborate on the teachings of Islam, resolve their problems, and guide them in all matters of faith and life. Such people included leaders, early converts to Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He would also divide his time according to the given religious needs. Thus, they were given permission to ask anything that would benefit the Ummah, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain the rulings respectively. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu chose the day of Thursday to give advice. Once a man said, I wish you to preach us daily. He replied, the only thing which prevents me from doing so is that I do not want to bore you. No doubt, I have chosen a suitable time to preach to you just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did with us for fear of making us bored. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.